Viking Girls Basketball Game is brought to you by the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and all their business partners. Commercial Fishing, supporting Petersburg's youth. Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. And by Wells Fargo Bank, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or the local branch.
Greg, I don't think there's a place up here. I don't think there is. I think it's...
This courtside action brought to you with support from Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year, and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking Girls Basketball, and by the Joan May Restaurant, serving Chinese and American cuisine, including burgers and a kids menu, and welcoming to-go orders, Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Mondays. Joan May Restaurant, 772-4222.
KSTK and on KFSK in Petersburg. Glad to have the folks along from over there. We're about ready to go tonight's girls basketball game. Starting for the Vikings will be Carolyn Kernvick, Emily Lexick, Alana Fitz, Rebecca Madsen, and Fran Abbott. For the Lady Wolves, it'll be Lonnie Bunis, Alyssa Allen, Michaela Stokes, Michaela Rooney, and Shayna Schultz. Going to be Kernvick against Bunis. The opening half controlled by the Vikings. It comes to Lexick. Lexick cross for Fitz. And inside to Kernvick. She's double-teamed down there. Allen able to knock it loose, and it goes out of bounds off of Carolyn Kernvick's knee. So be in for Rangel. Full court pressure by the Vikings. Stokes with it into the middle of the court for Rooney. And she is fouled by Alana Pitt. Just a few seconds in. First foul of the game. No shots yet for either team. It's Allen for the Lady Wolves. To Rooney on the right wing. Back out top for Allen. Over for Stokes. On the left wing for Schultz. Back to Stokes. Into the high post for Bunis. To Schultz. Eyes the three. Doesn't take it. Get it to Stokes. She drives. Has a knock loose. Taken away by Daly. She'll drive in and draw the foul from... Make that Abbott. Fran Abbott with the steal. And she drew the foul on Allen. So that'll send Fran Abbott to the line. Looking for the game's first points. Shooting two. Fouled in the act of shooting. First one on the way. Good. Next one is up and in. So the Vikings break out on top, 2-0. Full court pressure. Mungo doesn't have the ball into the front court yet. Now they do. Rooney with it. Over to Schultz. She'll fire a three. That's no good. Allen in position for the rebound. Tapped at the Bunis, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Lonnie Bunis to the line, shooting two for Rangel. First one on the way, good. Next one on the way, in. That ties it at two, just about a minute in. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Pass comes to Luxick. She'll drive, drop it for Kerndick. And pass a little low. Carolyn Kerndick had to get down there below her knees to get that one. That one caught her on the shins and bounced out of bounds. From the end for Rangel. There's a bad pass stolen away by Luxick. And stolen right back by Allen. Allen with a long outlet for Rooney. Rooney back to Allen. She'll drive down the lane. Pass for Schultz. She'll put it up and in. Dana Schultz with the first field goal of the game. Gives the Lady Wolves the 4-2 lead. 6:29 to go. As a bad pass goes out of bounds, it'll be in for Rangel. On the near sideline. Pass comes in to Allen. Allen over to Stokes on the right. Back to Allen at the top. Over to Stokes. She'll shoot one from 16. Won't go. Rebound comes off to Madison. Madison into the front court. Drop it back for Fitz. Pass inside. Turnaround shot from Lustig. Won't go. Rebound to Kernvick. She'll turn around, put it up and in. Carolyn Kernvick with her first points of the game. She had 21 last night. Real nice game. Full court pressure. Giving the Lady Wolves a bit of a fit. Now there's a steal. Steal by Lexic. Lexic back to Abbott. Abbott drives, and she's got Rooney right on her hip. Rooney reaches in and draws the foul. Non-shooting foul. It'll be in on the near sidelines. Foul line extended. Fran Abbott to inbound. Pass comes in to Mary Beth Johnson, checked into the ball game. And we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul on number 23, Michaela Stokes. Her first, team's third. Pass it for the post, turned to Gable to haul it in, but she'll get it right back to Madsen. Madsen with the ball taken away by Allen. Allen corrals it in the front court. over to Rooney. Rooney back to Schultz, over to Stokes. To Allen, open from the baseline, shot won't go, gets her own rebound, puts it up, Turnbig blocked it, takes it out of there, and it gets it off to Rebecca Madison, and we've got a reach-in foul on Carly Allen. Sierra Spruley into the ball game for the Vikings. Lily whips it to the top of the key, feeds the post for Lexic. She'll put it up and in. Emily Lexic gives the Vikings a 6-4 lead. There's a near steal out near midcourt. Stokes able to control it, get it to Schultz with a pass that Stokes beat, picked up by Mary Beth Johnson, and she's fouled in the backcourt by Bunis. Darian Meisner into the ball game for Schultz for Rangel. Pass comes into Stokes in the left corner. Over to Rooney. Finds Allen on the right wing. Cross court for Stokes. She's open from 16. Shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound volleyball comes back to Stokes. Kept alive by Meisner. Stokes shoots one up from 17 and gets it. So we're tied at 6. 4:21 to go here in the first. Turnbig back to help on the against the press, and she'll bring it across the timeline herself to the top of the key. Finds Lexic, turnaround 15-footer won't go. Rebound comes to Stokes. Stokes has it knocked away into the backcourt, recovered by Cerulli. Cerulli over to Abbott. Abbott works to Lexic. Lexic out on the left wing, out top for Johnson. Johnson pass intercepted by Rooney. Rooney quickly into the front court. She'll fire up a 17-footer. Won't go. Stokes with the rebound. Gets it out for Rooney. Taken away by Strilly. Strilly pass for Lexic off of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel. 6-6 the score. And we've got a timeout, taking short timeout. We'll keep it right here. A little top news for the Vikings. Jel Swanson, who had a real nice game last night, and I'm not sure if she hadn't been injured, they might have not gone right on and ran right past the Lady Wolves. She went out and it kind of stalled the drive, and Rangel able to win the ballgame. And she didn't warm up tonight. She's dressed, but she hasn't taken off her warm-up, and like I say, she didn't warm up with the team before the game. So that's tough. But the Lady Vikings play everybody on the roster, and so that kind of depth helps. But Swanson had a good game last night. No getting around it. It's going to be the Vikings' ball. I guess not. Lexic went down there to take it, but referee Fred Angerman wouldn't give her the ball. Full court pressure by the Vikings, and it's kind of working. Stokes breaks it now. She drives, drops it off for Bunis. Bunis shoots one up from 7, and it's good. It's Johnson with the ball, and she has it knocked loose. I'm not sure if there's a foul down there. No foul. Or maybe there was a foul then. We've got Erica Smith into the game. Looks like that was a foul on Stokes, her second. And Erica Smith just reached in and drew a foul. And we got Rooney with the foul. And pass down for Turnbull, and she can't handle it. Goes to the floor after it. It's going to be Rangel's ball. six, I think that 8-6, Wrangell on top. Lady Wolves with the ball, comes to Meisner at midcourt to Rooney. Rooney bumped by Johnson as she went by. So that's her first, just the third team foul on Petersburg. Smith with it at the top, over to Stokes. She's open, she'll fire a three, that won't go. And the ball bounces out of bounds, it'll be in for the Vikings. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. Wrangell leads it 8-6. Full court pressure as Shaylee Dahl into the ballgame. So the other second freshman in there for the Vikings. Dahl will fire a long three. It's short. Ball rebounded by Luxick. Back to Dahl. Lob it in for Kernbeck, and the ball goes off at the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll be in for Wrangell. Sierra Strully out of the ball game now. And Johnson quickly back in. It's Stokes with it to Smith. Smith fires one inside. Knocked loose. It comes to Kernbeck. Kernbeck to Johnson. Johnson to the top of the key, over for Madison. Madison with it out top for Kernbeck. Kernbeck double team. Get it back to Luxick. Over to Johnson. Back out top now for Dahl. Dahl gets it to Madison. Madison to Kernbeck. Inside, shot it up off the glass. Won't go. Get her own rebound. Put it up. No good. Another rebound. Can't get that one to go. She goes up again. And is fouled by Bunis. Gets inside position. She's 6'2". Bunis is 5'9". And that 5-inch reach advantage is extended with the length of her arm. And I think she could have shot all day if a foul wouldn't have been called. Kernbeck hits the first free throw. That makes it 8-7. Second one on the way. Full court pressure. This press really is working. That almost a near steal out of midcourt. Get it to Bunis, cross court for Smith, back to Stokes. She'll drive, put up the running one-hander, won't go. Rebound to Luxick, out left for Rooney, and a nice save on the end line, or a nice attempted save by Rooney. Rooney ran down Shaylee Dahl, knocked the ball loose, and then tried to save it on the end line, but couldn't. So it's a Vikings ball. Dahl in for Johnson. Johnson works right. Now she'll reverse. Her pass tapped by Smith and out near midcourt. Now we've got a whistle and a foul. Real aggressive pressure that time by Smith and Stowe. And kept pushing Petersburg back out near midcourt. And then looked like the foul went on Smith, her first. That'll send Shaylee Dahl to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1. And Kim Cooper into the ballgame for the Lady Wolves. Dahl hits the first free throw. She'll earn the bonus. Dahl's second shot up and in, and so that gives the Vikings a 2-point lead. They lead it 10-8. Pass comes to Rooney. She cracks the press. Get it back to Smith. over for Meisner to Cooper. Smith with it way outside. 43 seconds to go. There's a pass inside for Bunis. Over for Meisner. Broken up, taken out of there, but got a whistle and a foul as Rooney able to corral that, and then she drew the foul. 37 seconds to go. 10-8. Petersburg leads the game. Lady Wolves with the ball. And 37 seconds to work with here in the first quarter. Here's Cooper. Out top for Smith. Over to Cooper. Cooper for Bunis. Over to Smith. Smith back to Rooney. Rooney hands it to Cooper. Cooper finds Smith. Smith drives in, drops it off for Rooney. 15-footer on the way, good. 10 seconds to go. Pass comes into Kerndit. Down to four. And we're not going to get a shot here to end the quarter. So, first quarter's over. It's 10-10. We'll take a 60-second break.
Play-by-play coverage is brought to you with support from Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving the community since 1969, where we treat your family as we treat our own. By Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants, proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. And by the Petersburg Moose Lodge, a family and community service fraternity supporting Petersburg youth activities here at home and in the region.
Kayla Stokes, Erica Smith, Kayla Rooney, Shayna Schultz, and Darian Meisner. Vikings send out Carolyn Kernvick, Emily Lexick, Rebecca Madsen, Sierra Dahl. There's a three-pointer from Stokes, won't go, and Kernvick gets a rebound out to Dahl. She's in front of the pack. She'll take it in. Rooney ran her down from behind, blocked the shot. Better not stop or slow down, or Kayla Rooney will run you down. And she's done that twice today, in this early on in this game. 10-10, the score. Pass comes in to Kernvick. She'll put it up and in. Basket's going to count, I believe. No? Really? Well, it's still 10-10 on the board, and Carolyn Kernvick goes to the line. Shot on the way, good. This is fouled before the shot. She's 3 out of 3 from the line so far. And Maribeth Johnson back into the, make that Atlanta Fitz back into the ballgame. Kernvick misses the second. Fitz battling for the rebound. I'm not sure if she didn't get that off of Stokes. She did. Good play by Elena Fitz. Fitz inbound. Get it into Kernvick. Her shot up no good. But she draws the foul. And see, this is what Petersburg did last night. They just said, we're going to throw it down there to Carolyn and tell you guys stop her. We're going to keep doing it. And she's back at the line. Her shot up and in. Schultz back in there for Stokes, because that was Michaela Stokes' third foul with 7:41 to go here in the second quarter. Iron Bake shot up and in. She's 5 out of 6 from the line. 8 point, or make that 7 points altogether. Here's Rooney. Rangel running out of time to get it into the front court. They do with Bunis. Bunis gets it to Meisner, double teamed and fouled. Just the fifth team foul on the Vikings. That's number two on fifth. Pass comes in. Nice play there. Ball knocked loose, and Rooney goes to the floor and ties up Luxick, but that turns the ball over to the Vikings on the alternating possession. They lead it by 3, 13 to 10. Full court pressure broken. Here's Dahl. Dahl back for Luxick. Luxick has the knock loose by Meisner. Good play by Darian Meisner. Reached in, knocked the ball loose, and then got to the ground and tied it up. So 13 to 10, just 7 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the first half. Smith with it to Rooney. Rooney on the right wing into the high post for Bunis. Double team gets it back to Meisner. Over to Rooney. Rooney finds Schultz to Meisner. Back to Schultz. Over to Rooney. Out top now for Smith. Smith works left. Over to Rooney. Open from 17. Shot won't go. And another good play by Meisner as Luxick got the rebound. Meisner got in position, tied her up, and alternating possession gives the ball to the Vikings, but they had it anyway, and the arrow points back Rangel's way now. Pressure by the Lady Wolves. Here's Johnson into the front court. Gets it to Dahl. Dahl works right. And that's going to be a foul on Meisner. Two on Darian. That puts the Vikings in the double bonus. So they'll be shooting two. And Shaley Dahl already 2 for 2 from the line. This is this one, however. Vikings with just a couple of baskets here tonight. Nine of 11 so far from the line. Second one good. So she's 3 of 4. And the Vikings are going to match up on the zone press. Ball comes in to Erica Smith. Erica's knocked loose. Ball still loose. Picked up by Madison. She'll put it up and in. We've got a timeout taken by the Wolves. It's a full timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
This live broadcast of Viking Girls Basketball is made possible because of our sponsors, Alaska Marine Lines, the Joan May Restaurant, Petersburg Fisheries, and Wells Fargo Bank. Good luck to the Lady Vikings, and a big thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Petro Marine Services, and the Petersburg Moose Lodge.
Smith. Smith, Allen, and Bunis out there. Here's Smith. If she'll drive, drop it back for Allen. Open for three. Shot won't go. Rebound off to Johnson. Johnson gets it to Abbott. Abbott quickly up. Shot no good. We've got a rebound by Rooney. And that foul's going to be on Krista Davis. That'll be the seventh foul. That'll send Melissa Allen to the free throw line for Rangel. Allen shot up, no good. She doesn't earn the bonus. Out come the Vikings. It's Abbott with it. Abbott hawked by Smith. Ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds off of Fran Abbott's foot. Going to be in for Rangel. 15-10 the score. Vikings on top. 5:34 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Smith. Boy, they threaded the needle to get that pass in. Allen and Smith. There's a lob for Bunis. Cross court for Rooney. Rooney shot blocked by Turnbeck. Ball still loose. Run down by Rooney. Rooney brings it out to Stokes. She'll drive, put up a wild shot. No good. Rebound out of there by Johnson, and back come the Vikings on the run. Johnson over to Abbott. She eyes the three. Smith gets there. You get a back for Davis. And Davis puts it up and in. So the Vikings opening up the lead here. 17-10. Rangel was 10. And so they've gone nearly a half a quarter without a basket. Here's Allen drive. Back to Smith. Smith back to Allen. We've got a whistle and a foul. You've got to make the free throw zone. That'll send Erica Smith to the line. Turnbeck out of the ball game for the Vikings. Smith shot short, no good. Unit battles for the rebound. Luckett wins the battle, though. Jump ball called as Stokes came back down to help out and tied up Luckett. So it's going to be Rangel's ball on the alternating possession. 17-10 the score. Rangel being shut out here for the last 3.5 minutes as a pass inside. Knocked loose. Coming up with it is Weller. Weller into the front court to Strully. Strully shot won't go. Rebound comes to Smith. Smith across the timeline on the fly. Now she'll slow it down at the top of the key. Try and feed the post. Good catch in there by Bunis. Her shot won't go. That was a good pass and a real nice catch. It was pretty low. Lonnie able to get down there and get it. And draw the foul. That foul's going to be on Emily Luxie. Just her first. Ian is able to hit the first and earn the bonus. She's 3 for 3 from the line. Second one on the way short. Smith with the rebound. And she's double teamed. We've got a whistle and a foul. Rangel 3 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. The Vikings are 10 out of 12. Smith shot up. No good. And that was foul number 10 on Petersburg. And so now Rangel will have two shots from here on out. Smith hits the second. That makes the score 17-12. Johnson with the ball for the Vikings. Gets it over to Cerulli, pass for Dahl. And it's broken up, knocked out of bounds. Here's Johnson with it in the left edge three-point area. Get it back over. Pass inside, knock. Loose coming out of there with it is Stokes. She'll take it in, lay it up and in. So Stokes' second basket, and that cuts the lead back down to three. Makes it 17-13. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Really with it. Over for Madison. Madison back for... There's a shot on the way. Three-pointer from Strilly won't go. Rebound knocked loose. It comes to Allen. Allen's out left for Smith. Smith takes it in. Puts it up with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound off to Rooney. And she's fouled. 3:07 to go in the half. 17-14. Vikings on top. And we've got a timeout taken, so we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play coverage of Viking girls basketball is made possible with support from Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and all their business partners, commercial fishing, supporting Petersburg's youth, and by Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com.
Michaela Rooney shooting two. Shot on the way, short, no good. Okay, Rooney toes the mark. Shot on the way, in there. Makes it 17-15 as Rangel, the 7-point lead is down to two. Here's Johnson. And Johnson, nice play that time by Michaela Stokes, and she's able to get her hand on that ball. Pin it to the offensive player's body and cause the travel. So Smith with it over to Allen. On the left wing, back out top for Smith to Allen. Back to Smith. Smith to Rooney on the right. Back to Smith. Smith to Rooney. Rooney to Stokes. Back to Smith. Smith at the top. She'll work right. Now get it back to Allen. Allen eyes the three. But must have got right back out there on her. Turnbeck back in the game as well for the Vikings. Wolves looking for a shot on the outside. Got a timeout taken. It's a short timeout, so don't stay gone too long. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Thank you.
LaSalle and gets it in to Erica Smith. Smith lobs it for Stokes. She'll turn around and hit a little 10-footer on the run. Nice play. That's six for Stokes. There's Kernvick. She's trapped into the backcourt. There's a steal by the Lady Wolves. Here's Smith, shot by Kernvick. That's 5-1, trying to shoot over 6-2. That's not going to work very often, but she did draw the field with this foul. That foul was on Kernvick. Smith's shot on the way, no good. There's a 1 out of 4 from the line. She'll have another. Next shot on the way. Good. Detectives wrangle the lead, 18-17. Boy, this has really been a game of runs. Ten to ten at the quarter. And 17-10. Now, and there's another steal by Rangel. Stokes with it. She'll take a right in, put it up. Oh, boy, that's called an offensive foul. And had a whistle. Darian Meisner in as Stokes picks up her fourth foul on that offensive foul, and I so Stokes leads the game, and that should be big help for Rangel. She's really been playing well. She's leading Rangel in scoring. Here's another near steal. All knocked loose and out of bounds. We've got a foul. Foul on number 22, Krissa Davis, her second. That'll send Rooney back to the free throw line. Rooney 1 out of 2 so far. A lot of free throws in this first half, folks. Rooney shot on the way off the back iron, no good. Marybeth Johnson into the game, replacing Krissa Davis for the Vikings. Shayna Schultz in there, replacing Alyssa Allen for the Wolves. Rooney's second free throw on the way, no good. Meisner cut through there and tied up the rebound. Alternating possession, however, will leave the ball with the Petersburg Vikings. Rangel leads it with a minute 37 to go here in the half. Rangel leads it 18-17. There's a pass inside for Luxick. Luxick gets it back for Madsen. Her shot no good. Rebound to Bunis. Outlet for Meisner to Rooney. Rooney runs it down. She'll fire one up off the glass. No good. And she'll run down her own rebound. She'll fire another one up. That's off the top of the glass. No good. And the rebound comes to Luxick. Here's a pass to Abbott. She'll fire a three. That's off the top of the glass. So it's going to be Rangel's ball. We've got 52 seconds to go here in the half. Pass comes in for Harding. McKenna Harding into the ball game. Good man for Schultz. Harding open. She'll fire a three. That won't go. Meisner saves a rebound. It comes to Luxick. Ball still loose. Here's Abbott. Abbott has it under control. She'll bring it up 2-on-3. Get it back to Luxick. Over to Johnson, back for Madison, down low there. Get it to Fitz. Fitz has hands it off to Madison. Madison back to pitch. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound to Harding. Harding has it knocked loose and out of bounds. So it'll be in for Rangel out on the far sideline near midcourt. 7 seconds to go. 18-17 the score. And Marsha Madsen, make that Marsha McKay out of the ball game. Freshman got in there and got a couple of seconds. Gave Lonnie Bienes a blow. Bienes back in there for this shot. Can't get it to go. And nothing at the buzzer. Well, Rangel outscored Petersburg 8-7. Has a really odd quarter, 10-10 at the end of the first quarter. Petersburg ran out to a 17-10 lead. And Rangel came back and took the lead 18-17. So a 7-point run for the Vikings and an 8-point run for the Lady Wolves. And so, taking a look at the scoring for the first half, Carolyn Kernvick had 7 points for the Lady Vikings. Fran Abbott had 2, 3, 4. Stacy didn't make it, that Shaley Dahl. 2 for Grace Walker and 2 for Krissa Davis. 2 for Emily Luxick. For the Lady Wolves, they were led by Michaela Stokes. However, Michaela left the ballgame with her 4th foul there in the second quarter. She has 6 points. Lonnie Bienes with 5. 3 for Michaela Rooney. 2 for Shayna Schultz and 2 for Erica Smith. Foul shooting not so good for Rangel. They are 6 out of, let me just see here. Make that 7 out of 4, 5, 9, and 14. So 7 of 14, 50% from the line. The Vikings, on the other hand, shooting the ball very well. They've only missed 2 free throws out of, let's just say, 6, 10, 12. So they're 10 of 12. And that's kept them right in the ballgame. That's a closer game tonight than last night. So, we're done here for a while. We'll take about an 8-minute break and come back with the second half unless they stop the clock for something. I mean, normally a cake raffle about this time of night. So, we'll just see. So, but we'll look to 8 minutes and then we'll have the second half.
This Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you by our sponsors, Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services, proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. And by Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving the community since 1969. Petersburg Rexall Drug, where we treat your family as we treat our own. This Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you by our sponsors, Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services, proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. And by Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving the community since 1969. Petersburg Rexall Drug, where we treat your family as we treat our own. Support for this broadcast is brought to you by the Joan May Restaurant, serving Chinese and American cuisine, including burgers and a kids' menu, and welcoming to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Mondays. Joan May Restaurant, 772-4222. And by Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking Girls Basketball. Thank you. good luck to the Lady Vikings, and a big thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Petro Marine Services, and the Petersburg Moose Lodge. And a big thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Petro Marine Services, and the Petersburg Moose Lodge. This Viking girls basketball game is brought to you by the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and all their business partners. Commercial Fishing, supporting Petersburg's youth. Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. And by Wells Fargo Bank, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or the local branch. This courtside action brought to you with support from Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking girls basketball.
Louise's 18-17. They send out Darian Meisner along with Lonnie Bunis, Erica Smith, Kayla Rooney, and Alyssa Allen. Stokes remains on the bench. For the Vikings, it's going to be Carolyn Kernbeck, Rebecca Madison, Mary Beth Johnson, Emily Luxick, and Fran Abbott. That's their starters out there. It's Smith with the ball to start things off for the Lady Wolves. She's at the top of the key over on the right now for Rooney. Drives around the pick from Bunis. Get it back to Bunis. Hands it to Meisner. Meisner's shot up. Won't go. But she draws the foul and she'll be heading for the free throw line. Meisner fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll step to the line. This is the first. He ended last night's ball game at the line with a free throw. And wrangled 1 point win. Next one up in there. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Kernbeck comes to the middle. They break it to Abbott. Abbott travels as she tries to stop in the front court. She had a little something going there. Kernbeck came out and took the ball in the middle, hit at Abbott as she streaked by. She couldn't get that pulled up, drug that foot. So now it's the Vikings' turn to press. There's a pass for Meisner, cross court to Rooney, to Allen. Allen drives, drop it back for Rooney out on the right wing, out top now for Smith. To Bunis, double team down there, get it back to Smith, cross court for Rooney, out to Allen at the top. Over to Rooney on the right wing, has the ball knocked loose, Rooney able to recover, get it to Allen. Allen works from right to left, back to Rooney on the right. Into the high post area for Meisner, she'll drive, has the ball knocked loose, and out of bounds, Smith's gone off of Darian's leg. It'll be in for the Vikings. Lob pass comes in for Kernbeck. She gets it to Abbott. Abbott streaks up the right side, back for Fitz. Fitz over to Luxick, down low for Kernbeck, and it's knocked loose by Bunis and out of bounds. It'll be in for the Vikings under their own basket. Fitz to inbound. To get it into Luxick, she'll put it up off the glass and in. Nice shot. Emily Luxick, second basket. Full court pressure by the Vikings. Rooney has the pass intercepted by Kernbeck. Now Rooney intercepts it right back, gets it to Smith. Smith over for Bunis. She'll drive, put it up off the glass and in. 7 points now for Lonnie Bunis, and Rangel leads it 21-19. Abbott with it into the front court, out top for Fitz, over for Madison. Madison back to Abbott. Abbott way outside on the right, out top for Fitz to Abbott. Abbott shoots up a 17-footer. It's good. Fran Abbott has her 4 point, and we're tied once again at 21. Rooney with the ball, gets it to Allen. Allen into the front court, pass comes to Smith. Smith fouled by Abbott. As Fran Abbott reached in to try and get that ball. Got a little of Smith's arm. So here's Smith. Smith over for Rooney on the right. Back to Smith at the top. Lob for Bunis in the right corner. Back out to Smith. Over to Allen. She'll drive. Cut off by Kernbeck. Taken away nicely by Carolyn Kernbeck. Nice play. So 5:08 to go here. Here come the Vikings trying to take the lead. It's tied to 21. Pass for Kernvick. Kernvick turns, puts it up. Shot won't go. And Rooney with the rebound. She's double-teamed. Ball taken away. Shot no good. Smith runs down the rebound. She'll head up court with it. Over to Rooney on the left for Buenis. Pull-up shot on the way. And it sticks in the rim of the basket. It's going to be Oh, come on, why don't you guys jump up there and get that ball? See, in the boys' game, one of the boys would have jumped up there and got that in. In this game, had to get another ball. Because the refs are all old, too. They couldn't get that thing. So it's going to be the Vikings' ball. 21-21 remains the score. Pass comes into Kernvick as the Vikings try to break the press. It's going to be Fitz against Allen. Allen right there with her. The ball still not in the front court. Get it to Kernvick. She'll get it in the front court. Over for Madison. Madison pass inside for Kernvick. Stolen away by Buenis. She gets it to Rooney. Rooney hard to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound by Buenis won't go. Rooney grabs the rebound, gets it back out to Allen. She'll fire from just inside the three-point range to give Rangel the 23-21 lead. Hits with the ball in the backcourt. And called with palming the ball, so it's going to be Rangel's ball on the far sideline. Right in front of the... Well, now they'll move it out closer to the scorer's table than the Lady Wolves bench. Here's Smith with it over to Rooney. Rooney back for Smith to Allen. Back to Smith over to Allen. Allen on the right wing, just on the three-point edge. Get it to Smith over to Rooney. Down low for Buenis. She drives and draws the foul. That will send Lonnie Buenis back to the free throw line. Let's see who gets that. Coach Brock. trying to explain to Fred Angerman the principle of verticality. Buenis shot ball good. She'll have a second. That foul was on Carolyn Kernvick. It's her third. In the second free throw up and in. She's got 8 points, and Rangel has a three-point lead. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Kernvick with it to Fitz. Not out of there yet. Kernvick gets it up for Dahl. Dahl down low for Krista Davis, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul will be number 3 on Darian Meisner. And ball came into Kernvick. She tried to force it up. Meisner and Buenis stood tall. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be in for the Vikings. It's Kernvick inside, tied up by Meisner, and Meisner hits the deck. Gonna be a foul. That's on Meisner. That'll be her fourth. And I think Lonnie Buenis is now trying to explain to Fred Angerman the principle of verticality. Meisner out of there. That's 4 on her. She's replaced by Shayna Schultz. 24-21. That's the second Lady Wolf with 4 fouls. And this may be a time when Petersburg's superior depth will come into play. The pass inside for Krista Davis, and she puts it up hand in. So it's 24-23. There's a pass for Schultz. Schultz gives it to Buenis. She'll drive, put it up, won't go. Rebound run down by Rooney. Rooney out to Schultz. to Smith, back to Schultz, make that to Rooney. Rooney hawked by Johnson out there on the right wing, into the high post for Schultz, over to Rooney, back to Smith. They find Allen on the left, back to Smith at the top, over to Allen. Can't handle the pass, she was open there for a second. Now she'll drive, pull up and draw the foul. And Abbott came bouncing out of there. The 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. Rankle leads it 24-23. That foul on Fran Abbott. And she becomes the first Lady Viking with four fouls. Marsha McKay into the ballgame and reaching in. And was that Abbott again? That is. That's Fran Abbott, and she fouls out of the ballgame. That's going to be a... I'm going to take a second to get that done. So, she fouls out of the ballgame with 4 points. And the Lady Wolves bench will go down there and say, hey, here's Bunis off of the glass. No good. Rebound off to the Vikings. And Rooney goes for the steal, and I believe she'll have her. Well, we'll see until they post it, but it fouls on Rooney as she fouls Dahl, as Dahl went by. Just two on Rooney. So here's Johnson with it, over for Strewley. Strewley hawked by Smith, get it out for Johnson, way outside, 24-23, Rangel on top. 2:24 to go. Here's a pass inside. Shot won't go. Rooney tips the rebound to Smith. Smith heads up court with it. Into the front court, cross court for Allen. She'll go into traffic now. Looking for a place to go with the ball. Gets it to McKay. McKay has it knocked loose and out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel. Allen gets it into Smith, back to Allen. She'll fake the three, get it back to Smith. High post area for Bunis. Bunis drops it off to Meisner. Meisner's shot blocked by Kernvig. Rebound comes to Allen. Allen puts it up and in. And she draws the foul. So that makes it 26-23, and Alyssa Allen to the free throw line. Shot in and out. They still battle for the ball. It comes to... It's Chilley, picked up by Allen. Allen hawked by Johnson and fouled by Johnson. And that will get... Elena Fitz into the ball game for the Vikings, replacing Mary Beth Johnson. And we'll send Alyssa Allen back to the free throw line. Alyssa 0 for 2 so far. Okay, they were going to take a full timeout. 26-23, Rangel on top. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Viking Girls Basketball is made possible with support from Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and all their business partners. Commercial fishing, supporting Petersburg's youth. And by Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com.
Smith, Bunis, and Marsha McKay out there. Marsha with a big rebound in that sequence. Allen to the line. She'll be shooting two. Make that one. Yeah, that was a... Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on down there. Happens sometimes. There's a turnover, however. And the Vikings. Okay, we got her straight now. It's going to be Petersburg's ball. Pass comes in to Dahl. Dahl having a hard time with it. Gets it ahead for Screwley. Screwley got tangled up over there with Smith. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds at the end for the Vikings. And Dahl turns it over. So it's going to be Rangel's ball. ...26-23... Got about a minute and a half to go here. Here's Eunice drives, puts it up and in. Nice shot. Quickly back come the Vikings as the ball knocked loose by Allen. Allen into the front court for Bunis, goes around her man, nice play, and she'll lay it up and in. There's a ball knocked loose, it's loose in the back court. We've got a whistle and a timeout taken by the Vikings. That ball was loose again, and Dino Brock got the timeout. I'm not sure how long, it's going to be a short timeout, so we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Wrangell Elks Lodge.
By a score of 30-23. Pass into the post for Bunis. Turnaround 5-footer. Beautiful. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Kernvick over on the bench, and Bunis has scored seven straight points for Rangel. And there's a foul. That's going to be on Smith. He tried to trap. Make that Rooney, I guess, on that one. Her third. Rangel's really got to watch the fouls. They've got a 9-point lead. That's their biggest of the night. But we've seen Petersburg on some runs. There's a pass of reaching in and drawing her for a foul is Michaela Rooney. That'll bring somebody in. They'll get Allen back in there. Allen replaces Rooney with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Fitz to inbound, gets it in to Davis. Davis' turnaround shot won't go. And we got foul number four on Allen. Rangel may run out of guys here. Or gals, I guess, in this game. They've got four players with four fouls. Pass comes in. Eunice knocked loose. It came back to Fitz. It goes to the ground. Jump ball called. It's going to be the Vikings' ball on the alternating possession. 26 seconds to go here. Pass comes in to Madison. Madison over to Fitz. Her three-pointer won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Schultz to Smith. Cross court for Harding. She'll put it up, won't go. And she draws the foul. So McKenna Harding with a chance to get her name in the book. 12 seconds to go here in the third. She'll be shooting two. First one, no good. And that foul on Elena Fitz was her fourth, and she'll check out. Mary Beth Johnson back into the ballgame. Harding with one more. It's on the way and good. Quickly back come the Vikings, 7 seconds. They're down by 10. Johnson with it to Cruley. There's a three-pointer at the buzzer for Johnson. Won't go. So a real good quarter for Rangel. They go from 18 to 33. Even I can figure that out. That's 15 points. And they outscore the Vikings 15 to 8. They lead it by a score of 33 to 23. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right in 1 minute.
Support for this broadcast is brought to you by the Joan May Restaurant, serving Chinese and American cuisine, including burgers and a kids menu, and welcoming to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Mondays. Joan May Restaurant, 772-4222. And by Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking Girls Basketball.
Okay, the Vikings send out Kernbeck, Lexic, Madison, and Grace Weller in the ballgame. Rangel's got it. Eunice sends in. Lonnie Eunice is heated up. That's four straight baskets for her, and it's 35-23. She's got a whistle and a foul on Eunice back at the other end. Team points for Lonnie Bunis. And Carolyn Kernbeck at the line hits the first. And Carolyn with just one basket so far in this ball game. Done very well from the line, though. And that's a big improvement from last night. And second free throw won't go, and Bunis with another rebound. Outlet for Stokes. And Stokes fouled as she comes into the front court. That'll send Michaela Stokes to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1. We're 22 seconds into the fourth quarter. Rangel on top, 35-24. Stokes shot in and out, no good. Rebound off to Kernbeck. To Weller. Weller into the front court with it. To Madison, out to Johnson. For Madison on the right wing, into the post area for Kernbeck. And she's fouled by Smith. Smith in there. Kernvick turned to face the basket, and as she turned, Smith reached in, grabbed the ball with both hands, but got some arm in there, obviously. That'll get Allen back into the game. That's just two on Smith. Allen replaces Marcia McKay. Allen Kernvick back at the line. Shot no good. Rebound up and in, though, by Luckless. Her third basket. Here's Bunis drive, blocked by Kernvick. Ball loose, and it's going to be wrangled soft. Kernvick with another block. That one went bouncing out of bounds after she blocked it. And she's really good. She usually can just put up a hand and control the ball. Here's Smith from behind the basket. Rebound, shot no good. Rebound to Weller. Weller races into the front court and draws foul number five on Stokes. So Stokes fouls out with 6 points. She hasn't played much here in this half. In fact, she left with about six and a half minutes to go in the second quarter. That'll send Grace Weller to the line. Grace with 2 points so far in the game. Misses the first. And Bunis with a rebound. Stolen by Luxick. Luxick back for Madison. Madison in for Kernvick. Turnaround shot on the way. No good, but she draws the foul on Bunis. You look, they'll be getting the ball right down there to her. 6:42 to go. Vikings within 9. The lead was 13. Rangel's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 60 seconds.
Good luck to the Lady Vikings, and a big thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Petro Marine Services, and the Petersburg Moose Lodge. This live broadcast of Viking Girls Basketball is made possible because of our sponsors, Alaska Marine Lines, the Joan May Restaurant, Petersburg Fisheries, and Wells Fargo Bank.
Carolyn Kernvick at the line, shooting a 1-1. Shot up off the back iron. I guess she was fouled in the act of shooting there, so where they could have the number wrong. Since she'd been, she hit 6 of her first 7, but she's missed the last 3. And she breaks the ice on it there with that one. Full court pressure by the Vikings, 35-27, 8-point Wrangell lead. The ball into the front court to Ward. Ward gets it to Smith. Over to Allen. Allen works toward the right corner. Now she'll drive the baseline. Got a clear around to the left. She's going to circle the arc there. Still has the ball. And she dropped it into the backcourt. 6:08 to go. It's going to be the Vikings' ball. Lonnie Bunis on the bench for Wrangell. I'd look for them to go right down to the basket. They do. And the ball goes out of bounds. So it'll be in for Wrangell. Allen having a hard time finding somebody to go, a place to go with it. She'll take time out. Let's see if, see what time of it. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play coverage of Viking girls basketball is made possible with support from Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and all their business partners. Commercial Fishing, supporting Petersburg's youth. And by Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com. Support for this broadcast is brought to you by the Joan May Restaurant, serving Chinese and American cuisine, including burgers and a kids menu, and welcoming to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Mondays. Joan May Restaurant, 772-4222. And by Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking Girls Basketball.
Pass comes into Rooney. Rooney back to Smith. Smith headmans for Allen. Allen into the front court with it. She'll dribble around to Rooney on the right wing. Rooney gets it back to Meisner. Meisner finds Rooney. There's a give and go for Allen. She'll take it to the basket, lay it up and in. Good play. That's 8 points now for Allen. And the pass down low for Luxick. Luxick draws the foul on Bunis. That'll be three on Lonnie Bunis. That'll send Emily Luxick to the free throw line. Shooting two. First one up and in. Makes the score 37-28. Leipzig will have one more. Next one up and in. Smith gets it in to Rooney. Rooney in there with four fouls. There's a pass knocked loose. It comes to Madison. Madison to Weller, and Weller is fouled by Snow. She traveled before she was fouled. The pass comes into Allen. Allen breaks in front of Turnbeck. Takes it in and puts it off the glass and through. 10 points now for Alyssa Allen. Wrangell leads it 39-29. Here's Johnson, lob for Kernvick. She'll take it toward the basket, put it up and in. So that's 11 points now for Kernvick. Here's Smith. Smith into the front court, knocked loose from behind. It's an 8-point lead, and the Vikings have the ball back. And Rooney takes it away from behind herself. Ran it down. Allen with it now into the front court for Rooney. Rooney out on the right wing to the top for Meisner. Meisner hawked by Luxick. Get it to Rooney. To Allen. She drives. Put it up. Shot no good, but we've got a whistle and a foul. Alyssa Allen to the line where she is 0 for 3 so far. She's normally a pretty doggone good free throw shooter, though. And both teams in the double bonus, so Alyssa with two. And no good, short. It's funny, just a couple of weeks ago, the Lady Wolves looked more confident than I've ever seen them at the free throw line. Allen's next shot off the back iron, no good. They battle for the rebound, and Allen runs down. Here's Allen open from 19. Shot won't go up and over and out. It'll be in for the Vikings. Augusta, 39-31, 4:14 to go. Still plenty of time. Pass comes in to Weller. Weller gets it to Johnson. Make that fifth. Fifth to Madison. Madison will cut left with it. Get it back to Kernvick at the top. We're under 4 minutes to go. Weller with it back for Fitz. Fitz at the top of the key. She'll get it off to Madison. Madison now side. Hawked by Smith. Pass intercepted by Allen. Allen will get it into the front court. 3:35 to go here in the ball game. Here's Rooney. Jumper on the way. Won't go. Bunis with the rebound. Knocked loose. It's on the floor. Jump ball called, and on the alternating possession, the ball will belong to the Lady Vikings. 3:25 to go in the ball game. 39-31, Wrangell on top. Vikings with the ball. It's Fitz. Gets it in for Madison. Madison has a knock loose in the backcourt. Got a nice pass up, and a great defensive play by Erica Smith. Fitz made the pass, but Erica Smith never quit running and knocked it away from behind. Saved the easy basket. 3:19 to go now. Pass comes in for Kernvick. Out off of her. That one down around her feet as they try to feed Caroline Kernvick right under the basket. That one didn't work. 30-second timeout. We'll be back.
Support for this broadcast is brought to you by the Joan May Restaurant, serving Chinese and American cuisine, including burgers and a kids menu, and welcoming to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Mondays. Joan May Restaurant, 772-4222, and by Petersburg Fisheries, a division of Icicle Seafoods Incorporated, providing community support throughout the year and proud to sponsor these broadcasts of Viking Girls Basketball.
Basket. They're going to face full court pressure. Erica Smith to inbound. Pass comes in to Allen. Allen for Bunis. Stolen by Kernvick. Kernvick cross court for Madison. Madison down low. Turnaround shot from Lutzik. That won't go. The rebound taken by Allen. Allen walks it into the front court as we go under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. 39-31, Wrangell on top. Rooney with the ball for the Lady Wolves. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Now they'll come out. Allen will drive, get it to Smith. Smith fouled by Welling. That'll send Erica Smith to the free throw line. Just a second foul on Grace Weller. Smith 2 of 5 from the line. And as I said, they're all 2-shot fouls from here on out. Smith shot up. No good. Smith dribbles 3 times, eyes the hoop, shoots it up and in. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. It's Madsen with it to Weller. They get it to Kernvick. She'll bring it into the top of the key area over for Madsen. Madsen out for Pitts. Her shot no good. Rebound. Beautiful play by Carolyn Kernvick. She'll put it up and in. Makes the score 40-33. Smith into the front court. Ball knocked loose. Picked up out there by Allen. We go under 2 minutes to play here. It's a 7-point lead. Here's Allen down near the basket, cut off by Kernvick to Meisner, out for Smith. Smith moves toward the basket. Now she'll drive it back for Meisner, out for Allen. Allen working some clock. Minute and a half to go in the game. Allen back for Meisner. She'll drive. Double team. Jump ball called. It's Rangel's fall on the alternating possession. So Petersburg wins the arrow. 1:24 to go. 40-33. Rangel on top. Pass comes in for Bunis. Turnaround 10-footer won't go. And the rebound off to Fitz. Fitz headmans for Madsen. Madsen inside for Lexic. Her shot won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. And we've got a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on it looks like we're walking to the other end. So it's going to be on Emily Lexic, her fourth. That'll send Alyssa Allen to the free throw line. She's been having a rough go of it from the line tonight. First one on the way, no good. Next one on the way. No good. 0 for 7 from the line for Alyssa Allen. It's 40-33. Minutes to go. There's a steal by Smith. Smith, he'll head back up court with it to Bunis. Bunis drives. Double team. Get it back to Smith. We've got a whistle and a foul. That'll send Bunis to the free throw line. She is 4 out of 6 from the line. And she'll be shooting too. 56 seconds to go in the ballgame. Rangel leads it 40-33. Mary Beth Johnson back into the game for the Vikings. As Bunis misses the first. As Elena Fitz. Fouled out of the ball game on that last foul. But no harm. Rangel not making any free throws. That one's short, no good. And the Vikings have the ball. Full court pressure by Rangel. 50 seconds to go in the game. Ball comes to Weller. Weller inside for Kernvick. Kernvick back to Weller. She'll work the right side, looking for Kernvick. Pass inside, stolen by Meisner, and we've got a whistle. It's going to be a foul on Rangel. And that will be number 4 on Lonnie Bunis. That'll send Carolyn Kernvick back to the free throw line. Shooting 2. She can cut the lead to 5 with 37 seconds to go. This is the first one, however. Next one on the way. Perfect. So 40-34, 6-point lead. Allen with the ball, and she is fouled in the backcourt by Emily Lexic, and that'll do it for her, I believe. Yeah, Leipzig fouls out with 8 points for the Vikings. That'll send Alyssa Allen back to the line, and in a game here just last week against Haynes, or maybe 2 weeks ago against Haynes, Alyssa hit 7 in a row and was key to the Wolves' victory. He misses that one. 0 for 8 from the line. So she needs this one to get that average back up to 50%. She's a real good shooter. That one's not any good, though. And Meisner forces her way in there. Got that rebound. And a jump ball called. It's going to be the Vikings ball. 31 seconds to go. They trail by 6. There's a ball to Kernvick, and it was knocked away from behind. Kernvick couldn't control it. So it's going to be Rangel's ball. Allen gets it to Meisner. And Allen fouled over on the far sideline. She took a hard tumble into the Petersburg bench. Looked like she banged the back of her head on that empty steel chair over there. And another Viking fouls out of the ball game. This time it's number 34, Mary Beth Johnson. There's only 18 more seconds to go. Melissa Allen back at the line. First one up and in. That makes it 41-34. Rangel on top. Next one is perfect. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. That's all they know. It's Madsen with it to Kernvick. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. She finishes with 16 points. Rangel wins the ball game 42-36. 13 point quarter for the Vikings. But Rangel able to score enough to win. 9 was good enough. They win it by a score of 42-36. Run down to the scoring. The Vikings were led in scoring by Carolyn Kernvick. She had 16 points. Emily Leksik had 8 for the Vikings. Krista Davis fouled out of the ballgame with 4 points. 4 for Fran Abbott. 3 for Shaylee Dahl. And 2 for Grace Weller. And that's the scoring for the Vikings. Lady Wolves led in scoring by Lonnie Bunis with 16. Alyssa Allen had 12. 6 from Michaela Stokes before she fouled out. 3 points for Michaela Rooney. 3 points for Erica Smith. 2 for Shayna Schultz. And 1 for Darian Meisner. So Rangel wins this one. And we are going to break away. Rangel wins at 42-36. And we're going to take a break now here in Rangel. Just stay tuned to KSTK. The boys game will be on. It says 15 minutes, but they haven't started the clock. And I do know they're going to announce the homecoming court between these two games. So I wouldn't bet my last nickel on that happening 15 minutes from now. And so stay tuned to KSTK for our fans in Petersburg. Thanks for listening. We'll send you on your way. And we'll have the boys game up the dial there in Petersburg, or you can drive out to Banana Point and listen to KSTK. But anyway, thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you the next time. And Wrangell folks, you stick around. We've got another game coming.
Viking girls basketball is heard on KFSK Petersburg because of the support from our sponsors. Say thank you to the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Alaska Marine Lines, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Wells Fargo Bank, the Joan May Restaurant, Petersburg Fisheries, the Petersburg Moose Lodge, and Petro Marine Services.